Hi there, welcome to this YouTube channel. My name is Dr. Kingsley Okonkwo. And hey, if you have not subscribed to this channel, please go ahead and do so right now. And make sure you share, like, and engage with this video. So today, I just have a short video to share of some things I've gathered from experiences with guys. I've always been bothered about why a lot of ladies are not attracting the kind of men they want. A lot of men are not finding the kind of ladies they want. So I just want to throw a video out. I will shoot the female one first. Then maybe I'll do a male version. All right? Because every time I shoot a video for one gender, the other gender jumps out and say, where is the one for women? It's not a competition. All right? Sometimes we just do these things as we are inspired. So today I'm inspired to talk to women about why men might be avoiding you, all right? Why men might, I'm not saying this is a sure reason, but why men might be avoiding you. And it's from experiences, from little knowledge I have over the years. All right, so are you ready? I'm going to run through it quickly. Number one, men might be avoiding you because you are too desperate. Women don't understand this. You know, I've met some women that are generally too intense. They are just, you know, they are too obsessed with this love and relationship thing. And I understand that as a woman, generally, you are more interested in love. Like the way I like to say, it's a woman love love. And it's not your fault. You are wired that way. Your makeup generally enjoys marriage, family life, you know, children, you know, nurturing. You like that. So that's a good thing ordinarily. However, please do not project desperation. Being desperate does not make you more attractive. What do I mean? There are a lot of women that are constantly chasing men down, hunting men down, trying to convince men to enter into a relationship with them. You know, they are literally too desperate, so they go out of their way. And men can sense that desperation. And there's nothing as unattractive as a desperate woman. All right? You need to have enough self-love, enough things going on in your own life that a relationship is not what you're living for. A relationship is an addition, not your life. Okay, you need to have a life. And if God blesses you or you run into somebody that is, you know, of like mind as you and both of you fall in love and want to marry, that's fine. But don't live your life in a way like you are always on a hunt for the next available, eligible guy. No, men are totally thrown off by desperation. Men find it awkward when you as a woman are doing the chasing and they are running from you. All right? So keep it simple now. If a man is asking you for something you can't give, let's spell it out clearly that you don't date like that or you don't sleep around like that. But don't turn it into, you know, a desperate plea that whatever we have together must lead to a concrete thing. No. Desperation might be one of the reasons why men are avoiding you. I've learned over the years, those women that are more desperate about marriage are the ones that hardly or are less likely to have a proper relationship because they just exude it. And it just can't tell. You know, you can't beg for love. There's something about love that when it's begged for, it's no more just honorable. When you are begging for it, it's not honorable, it's not attractive, it's not desirable. So calm down. All right, let people help you deal with your emotions. You know, I don't know why you are acting desperate. It might be maybe you've had abandonment issues when you were young. Maybe you've had too many breakups. Maybe time is running out. But listen, focus on developing yourself. Focus on being attractive. As a woman, your strength is in attraction, not in aggression. Don't forget, your strength is in attraction, not in aggression. So one of the reasons why men might be running from you might be that you are just exuding desperation, okay? Second reason why men might be running from you might be because you are too flashy. You are too flashy. Some women are just too flashy. Everything about them is flashy, flashy, flashy. The colors, I mean, their makeup is about 13 different colors. You can't even tell what is real, what is fake. Everything about them is just flashy, flashy, flashy. Their bag is glistering, their chains are glistering, everything. Sometimes, you know, a lot of men just associate that level of flashiness with unseriousness, you know. So I think you need to cool down and pipe down on how flashy you are, all right? Most men might just feel, hey, you know, I'm going to be competing and contesting with so many people because this lady is just all out there, you know, attracting attention. You know, can I cope? Can I survive? You know, so hey, maybe that's why men are running from you. Maybe you are too flashy. You know, traditionally, those days, you'll hear elder people telling young girls, oh, don't even buy a car yet. Don't move to your own apartment yet. You know, even though I'm not such a, I don't agree with that 100%, but I get their point. I get their point because somehow men want to be heroes. And I'm not saying this is right, but this is just the fact, okay? You don't have to agree, but this is just what happens. Men generally want to be heroes. They want to be only in a place where they can make a difference or where they feel they can make a difference. And when you are too flashy, you know, and driving those kind of big cars and all those things, they just feel, hey, I'm not going to add anything to this person's life. So you notice that this man will rather go look for somebody that is from the village or somewhere that they can, you know, they can look important. It happens all the time. Like I said, I'm not saying this is necessarily right, but it's what happens. So I think you should tone down on your flashiness. I'm not saying you should not live your life. If it's basic things, it's fine. You can wear good things, but be careful of flashiness. Some people are just flashy. It's not even necessarily quality clothes or quality bags. It's just flashy. You know, all the designer's name is written on the chest, on the head, on the, you know, everything is just flashy. The hairstyle, you know, nobody can sit one meter away from you because your hair goes this way. You know, hey, you know, tone it down. It might be another reason why men are avoiding you. Maybe you are too flashy. Number three, men might be avoiding you because you are too troublesome. So women are just troublesome. And I'm telling you, a man hates trouble. One of a man's major needs is peace of mind. A man wants to stay where they find peace. So are you peaceful or are you just troublesome? You are fighting a lot of things. You've had a difficult past. You've had a difficult background. Your ex broke your heart. So you are just defiant by nature. You are just extreme by nature. You are always fighting. Even when there's nothing to fight about, you are just troublesome. You are quarrelsome. The Bible is clear about it, that if you marry a contentious woman, if a man marries a contentious woman, he will go to the corner of the roof or to the wilderness. Men avoid troublesome women. And there are a lot of troublesome women out there. You are just quarrelsome. You pick a fight up on everything. You know, and you even brag about it. Some people brag about that. You know me, I'm like that. You know, I'm very troublesome. You know, I'm very... That's not a nice thing to brag about. You need to take charge of your emotions. You need to take charge of your emotions and be more calm, be more peaceful, be more forgiving, be more agreeable, all right? Be more relational. Avoid the troubles. If there are things from your past that you need to go and deal with, please go and deal with it. If you need to talk to a therapist, talk to a therapist. But you can't just be troublesome, all right? You are just too intense. Everything, you take it too seriously. You turn every small joke or discussion to an argument. You never agree. You never back down. You must fight to the end. That might be a reason why men are avoiding you. It might be a reason because men want peace. Okay? Next point, why men might be avoiding you is that maybe you are too broken. Some women have been through a lot, that's the truth. And they are just too broken. They are just, you know, they are just hot. So you are now behaving out of character. You cry for no reason. You are just so broken. You might need to get healed. A man doesn't want to be your healer. He doesn't want to be your doctor, all right? He doesn't want to be the one treating you and healing you all the time. No. Unfortunately, men are quite transactional in their love. So if you're going to be draining him, he's going to run from you, all right? One of the reasons why men may be avoiding you is that you've not dealt with your past baggages. You're just too hot and broken. So you're dealing with so much from your past. You must be forgiving. You must try to heal. All right? We even have a book and a course titled Heal Before You Deal. So it's something you might need to get so that you'll be healed. If you're carrying baggages from your past, you know, it has a way of just projecting into your new relationship. You don't trust people. You don't trust anybody. You are hot. You are very, you know, vengeful. You are very, you know, your words are very hurtful. You know, Maybe you have incredible low self-esteem, you know, things like that. Hey, you can work on yourself a bit. You can dedicate your single years to developing yourself. That will help you a great deal, okay? That takes me to my next point. Men can be avoiding you if you are too materialistic. You are too materialistic. There are some ladies that have been trained and wired. I don't know whether it's from their parents or from their backgrounds or from their friends. To just everything is measured in dollars and pounds, in naira, in money. So if a man is doing something for them financially, he's a good man. If a man can't do much for them financially, he's a bad man. No, you can't let money be the only reason why you choose one person from another. Trust me, some guys that are very rich today will be very poor tomorrow. And some guys that look very poor now can be very rich tomorrow. What do I mean? So look out for their character, not just, you know, what they have. Not just what they have. Don't be too materialistic. Everything for you. You hear ladies say, I can't date a man that doesn't have a car. I can't date a man that doesn't have a house. I can't, come on, you too. Do you have a car? Do you have a house? And even if you do have a house and a car, it doesn't mean these people are not good for you. What you should look out for is their patterns. All right? Patterns don't lie. I'm not saying you should marry for potentials. We say it all the time. Don't marry potential, but look for patterns. All right? If the person has patterns of their lives, you can tell that they will make it with time, especially with your help. As a woman, you're a helper, not a leper. That's how I say it. You're a helper, not a leper. You know, leper hand is like this. Helper hand is like this. The helper is looking for how to help you and lift you up. The leper is not doing any work. He's just bending a hand and waiting for you to do everything. So most men need a helper, not a leper. So stop thinking from a materialistic point of view. All right? Stop judging everybody by how much they can give you. And especially those of you that you have dated somebody in the past that is either a married man, that's a sugar daddy, or a boyfriend, or whatever, that was spending on you, you know, because he had some kind of money. And you want to now judge your men by that every man must spend like this. Every man must buy you a car. Every man must buy you a phone. No, man, some of these guys are just starting life. So they might not be able to afford that. Don't judge your men like that. If you are too materialistic, you might lose good men. Okay? If you are too materialistic. Next point. Men may be avoiding you if you are too picky and choosy. So women just want 13 different men together in one. They want 13 different men. They say you must be as holy as Pastor Deboe. You must be as on fire as Joshua Selman. You must be as fashionable as so and so. You will call 13 different pastors, only you. They've got 13 different musicians, only you. You are too choosy, you are too picky. No. You too, you don't have all those qualities. You're not 13 women yourself. So some people are just too picky. Some people are so picky, they say, oh, you must have coily hair. Ah, this is what Ultrasheen or what conditioner hair product can make his hair coily now. And even if his hair is not coily, it doesn't matter. But you see, some people are just too choosy, too choosy. He must have coily hair. He must have beard. The beard must be three lines. Some people are too choosy. If you are too choosy and too picky, you might miss out on good men. Because sometimes I try to tell ladies, we need to articulate what you really want and what is really important. There are two different things. Sometimes you are just looking for frivolities, things that you've seen in movies, things you've seen somewhere, and they've just stuck to you. But they have no bearing in a relationship or in the success of a relationship. What does coily hair have to do? Whether your marriage works or not. And I've heard all kinds of things that ladies write on their list that they want. I've heard all those kind of things. So don't be too picky. Don't be too choosy. All right? I don't know if Sophia remember that story of the mall that they sell husbands that women entered. I can't remember that story, but I'll give you an idea of what it was. That there are about four floors or so. And once you leave one floor to the next floor, there are about five or six floors. I can't remember the details now. Once you leave one floor to the next floor, you can't come back down. So this lady enters the first floor and they said, men here, they have a job and all that. And she said, okay. She leaves that first floor, enters the second floor. They said, okay, men here, they have a job and they are good family men. Oh, they said, that's great. But she went to the third floor. The third floor, they said, men here, they have a job, good family men, and they have good physical features. So, wow, this is great. She has not picked any of these ones. She went to the next floor. She said, men here, they have a job, good family life, good features, and they're also rich. you would think that's a good place to just pick and go home. No, she went to the next floor. And she kept going like that until she reached the last floor. I think it's the sixth or seventh floor. And she reached the last floor. And they said, there are no men here. Remember, you can't come back now. See, there are no men here. And that's the average. Let me say average, but that's a lot of women for you. They keep looking for this perfect man, then they'll never find him. All right. So men might be avoiding you because you're too picky, you're too cheesy. A lot of good options have come your way, and you have refused them. The next point, if men might be avoiding you if you are too bossy and too rude. So women are bossy and rude. Now, I teach this all the time. One of men's major need is respect. And of course, this triggers some people. If this thing triggers you, you are the people I'm talking about. They are too bossy and they are too rude. So they literally exude male energy. Men don't like men in a normal setting, okay? Men don't like men. Men don't want another male energy. They want female energy. And females are generally more agreeable, more soft, more emotional. You know, there's what makes a man attracted to a woman. All right? Men don't like men. So if you're that kind of woman that you are exuding male energy, you are argumentative, you are rude, you are bossy, you take it as your job to disrespect men, to reduce men to their level, to emasculate men. That's your passion. Men are going to avoid you. Very strong men are going to avoid you. At the end of the day, you marry a man that is not quite like a regular guy. That's what will happen. Because the average guys will not be able to find you attractive because you are too troublesome, too quarrelsome, too rude, too bossy. All right? You take it, you are always shouting at men, always fighting men, always competing with men. That energy is not just attractive. Men don't like men. And men won't like a woman that is exuding male energy. All right, energy that seems to be competing with them, not complimenting them. All right, so are you so bossy? Are you so rude? Are you always disrespectful? And how do you know if you're disrespectful? Are people complaining about it? Are guys telling you that you're disrespectful? If 2-3 people are telling you the same thing, then you should take note of it. All right, and a lot of women struggle with understanding that men like respect. They just can't understand. They say, who doesn't like respect? No, it's not the same thing. We are both wired differently. I have this coming out as a book, and many teachings I've been doing, and research has shown it. Even scripture shows it. You will not find anywhere in the Bible where they said love is what will make a marriage work. You will never find it in the Bible. What you will see is that they told men to love women, and they told women to respect men. I thought they would just say, oh, you guys just love yourselves and respect yourselves. No, they were specific. Wives, submit and respect your husband. Ephesians 5:31 and all that, you see it there, from 22 to 31. He said, husbands, you love your wives. It's specific. Because what men struggle with is loving. Because in the world of men, most men don't need to be loved. They would rather be respected. In the world of women, love is everything. So women are the ones that really preach, oh, if we love each other, this marriage will work. Nope. If the man loves you and you respect him, the marriage will work. And there are so many studies and research that have shown this. That what men really crave, most men will tell you they would rather be respected than to be loved. Whether it's in a secular setting or even in marriage, they would rather be respected than loved. Just how men are. Again, if you look at our hormones, the testosterone that flows in men makes them competitive, makes them dominant, makes them like that. They want to be respected. Everything about a man is respect. And I've been a counselor for over 20 years, going to 25 plus years now. And 99% of the time that I've sat in a counseling room with a couple, the man's major or only complaint is she doesn't respect me. And the woman's complaint is that he doesn't love me. It tallies with scripture. In fact, when I started counseling, I didn't even know this. It was after many years I started seeing it in scripture and in books. And I started checking all my counseling cases. And I found out that most of them, 99.9%, the men will tell you, she doesn't respect me. And the wife will say, she doesn't love me. And I'll ask the woman things like, do you love your husband? She'll say, yes, I love him. I'll say, how do you love him? She'll say, well, I cook for him. I check up on him. I do this for him and all that. She's loving him because that's what she wants. And I'll now tell her, but that's not a priority for him. He would be more endeared to you if you respect him. Because when she's loving him and he's not loving her back the way she wants, she now becomes disrespectful. She's using harsh words, bad attitude, wrong tone, wrong timing. You know, things like that, intense, she's not intense, disrespecting him, and he withdraws his love. My mentor, Emerson Eggerichs, calls it the crazy cycle. If you ever read the book Love and Respect, he calls it the crazy cycle. When a woman feels unloved, she acts disrespectful. When a man feels disrespected, he acts unloving. So we're all withholding what the other person wants because we're not getting what we want. So it goes on and on. So if you are very bossy and rude, men will avoid you. All right? You must learn. I mean, I've heard men tell me things like, I can forgive adultery, but I can never forgive disrespect. I'm telling you. I've heard men say things, I would rather be rich and divorced than be poor and married because he associates having money with respect. I can give you on and on. And these are real life situations. I didn't make them up. Again, if telling you that men like respect triggers you, then you need counseling because you can't tell men what they want. Now, this is not to say men also don't need love and women don't need respect. No, but we're talking about the order of priority, the things that they will usually notice. Men and women sometimes do the same activity, but they get different things from it. So that should help you. Men and women can do the same activity, but they get different things from it. So if you're thinking because we're doing the same activity, we are both getting the same thing or doing it for the same reason, you are totally wrong. So for instance, men and women talk for different reasons. Women talk for affection because they like you. Men talk for information. They're trying to get facts. So a woman is talking to you because you're somebody important. A man is talking to you because there's something important. Did you get that? A woman is talking to you because you are somebody important. A man is talking to you because there's something important to talk about. So this is why a man can love you and not talk to you for 1 week if there's nothing important he has to say. But a woman can't understand how you can't talk to me every day because you're somebody important. It doesn't matter the topic. There might be nothing to talk about. Just check up on me. So do you understand? Same activity, different way we're seeing it. For instance, if a man is eating and he's done eating and the wife comes to pack the plates and takes it to the kitchen, he sees it as respect. If a woman is eating and the man comes to pack the plates when she's done, she sees it as love, as romance. Same activities, we're just getting it differently because we're wired different fundamentally. Wired different fundamentally. So if you're bossy and rude, men will avoid you. That's what summary. And lastly, I don't know if it's lastly yet. Another reason why men can avoid you is if you are too loose sexually. Promiscuity will make men avoid you. Men always want something special, someone special. So if you are loose out there, everybody has a piece of you. You know, you are generally seen as, you know, the girl that would do anything with anybody. Men will avoid you. Men would avoid you. All right. So, hey, watch out how you are living. You know, nowadays, there's so much promiscuity is encouraged, is normalized. It is harmful. All right. It can make men avoid you when they feel you are loose. It can make men avoid you. Promiscuity is negative. Now, this doesn't mean that men should cheat or men should sleep. No, it's not a competition. I'm just telling you why men could be avoiding you. They have the notion that you seem to be the, you know, most available girl everywhere. Everybody's messing with you. Nobody wants to have you. You know, nobody thinks you are worth something. Okay? The last one, but not the least, men could be avoiding you if they think you are too good for them. Now, this one is kind of a good one. You don't want men that are useless anyway. So if a man is coming and saying you are too educated, you are too hardworking, you are too serious-minded, you are too successful, that's an unserious man. So that's not the man you want. So sometimes if you have good standards and you have your act together, sometimes men will avoid you, serious men will avoid you because they're looking for where they can be unserious, they're looking for where they can be irresponsible, and you're not that kind of person. So sometimes, really, if you are too good, you know, you are serious-minded, you have your acts together, some men will avoid you. That's the truth. I don't want that to discourage you because some women think if I drop my standards, I'll attract men. Trust me, the kind of men you attract by dropping your standards are not the kind of men you want to keep anyway. So maintain your high standard, maintain your sense of responsibility and achievement. You will soon meet a man that would see those things as plus, that will see those as advantages rather than a disadvantage, all right? So I hope this has helped you. 10 reasons why men may be avoiding you, all right? If you have more, you can write in the comment section. I would like to hear from you. All right, make sure you like, subscribe, and send this video to somebody. All right, see you next time.